Surgery in Charles Darwin's Time. I saw two very bad operations, one on a child, but I rushed away before they were completed. The two cases fairly haunted me for many a long year. Charles Darwin. In the mid-1820s, when Charles was in medical school, operations were still performed without anesthesia or painkillers. For centuries, doctors had searched to find ways to deaden the pain of surgery. They tried alcohol and substances from plants, such as opium from poppies. Sometimes they hit patients to knock them unconscious, but nothing really worked. Then, in 1844, Horace Wells, an American dentist, discovered that nitrous oxide could help prevent pain when someone's tooth was pulled. And in 1846, in Boston, a patient was given sulfuric ether, a gas during surgery. The surgeon removed a tumor from the man's jaw, and the man didn't feel any pain. A new world of medicine had begun.